Scientists, lawn care specialists, environmentalists, and citizens crammed into a public Environmental Protection Commission hearing to listen and provide arguments for and against a proposed ordinance that would ban residential use of fertilizer between June 1st and September 30th. Councilwoman Rose Ferlita echoed many on the commission by stating good arguments were found on both sides.
Both sides have extremely, extremely compelling arguments. At one point, if I listen to some people who have spoken, I'm comfortable voting. Then somebody else comes up and they say something that has merit as well. So I think this is serious for our county. I mean, it is certainly an environmentally sensitive issue, and I think that we shouldn't be faulted for the time that we need to make a good decision.
The ordinance prohibits the application of fertilizers containing nitrogen and phosphorus during the summer rainy season to limit the amount of chemical runoff into the bay. The commission also has the option of outlawing the retail sales of lawn and landscape fertilizer that has nitrogen and phosphorus. Environmental Protection Commission General Manager Tom Ash cited the benefits of such a rule.
If we can help Hillsborough County government reduce nutrient loads, we will be helping each other, we'll be hand in hand and partnering together to limit the amount of nutrients to get into the bay, get into our tributaries, and therefore would have to be cleaned up later. And that will be a huge, huge economic impact for the citizens of Hillsborough County. We're talking about estimated nitrogen loads is 628 tons per year. The cost to remove nitrogen could be anywhere from $40,000 to $200,000 per ton. So the potential savings in Hillsborough County alone of that component is about 30 tons per year, or anywhere from $1.2 to $6 million.
Most who spoke were against the ban and had some connection to the agriculture and turf grass industry. They said that the county should promote education rather than regulation to solve the fertilizer runoff problem in the Bay Area. Mary Hartney is president of Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association.
The best thing that could be done was to better educate everyone on this issue, because everyone wants to do the right thing. And I agree completely. What has happened now with your ordinance is that it has skipped over the opportunity to provide education to the people of Hillsborough County, to give them an opportunity to do the right thing, and it went directly to an over-regulatory approach with a sales and a use ban. The sales and the use ban fails to recognize the impact of the urban turf rule on what products are available to the homeowners.
Others, like Jeff Fellinger of True Green, said that Sarasota's fertilizer ban, passed in 2007, had done nothing to fix the runoff problem, and only increase the number of uncertified lawn operators.
What I've noticed, uncertified operators out there every day, we've seen a big increase on them, basically taking our jobs because we can't say your lawn needs fertilizer anymore. The ban in the summertime is the wrong way to go. Everybody's got unlicensed trucks, unmarked trucks. This is what's going to happen in Hillsborough County if you put the fertilizer ban on in the summer.
Concerned citizens, environmentalists, and scientists supporting the ban claim that purely voluntary efforts to reduce the problem would be unsuccessful, and research supporting arguments made by fertilizer representatives should be questioned due to financial interests. Howard Johnston is a resident of Temple Terrace.
I've been sitting here listening to the presentations. They're running about 10 to 1 by individuals who make their living just putting fertilizer on the ground. And quite frankly, some of the research that's been quoted is pretty impressive. I also know that research on deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico told us that there's just no problem, nothing to worry about. And I also know that we were assured that the solutions to the problem, should they occur, were ready, obvious, and easily accessed. We've come to understand that's nonsense. Part of my argument here today is I would like you to start to consider for a moment that virtually everyone in this room making a presentation is here and paid either to do so or paid at the time they're doing so.
Mike Holsinger, a former Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Extension Director in Sarasota County, said that limiting fertilizer application is the only true way to reduce harmful algal blooms.
The turf as a filter for nitrogen is really not effective as a real-world situation. It isn't reflective of real-world situations. Here is the rest of the story that you may not hear about. Most lawns in the real world have bare spots and thin spots. Most of our landscapes are on compacted soil, and most grass is surrounded by impervious surfaces. All of the above contribute to runoff, and runoff carries pollution. So every fertilizer application is a potential pollution event. And to reduce potential pollution, we need to reduce the frequency of application of our fertilizers.
According to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, over 70% of waterways in Hillsborough County are considered impaired. The ordinance hopes to reduce this number, and the Tampa Bay Estuary Program has estimated that 84 tons of nitrogen could be eliminated if all governments in the Bay region pass similar ordinances and half of the residents comply. After over hours of public comment, county commissioners decided 6-1 that they needed more time and scheduled the final vote on the ordinance for July 15th. Jim Norman voted against the continuance. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.